We're with Chad Wendell and
the dryer. It looks like the lighthouse on the prairie. Tell us what's going on here at this site, Chad.
Well, we picked this site. I guess there's four reasons for it. And I know I had some questions like, well, how come we're not putting it on our farm, that type of stuff. One, we have MDU runs through here for natural gas. Mm-hmm. As of today, natural gas price compared to propane is about 33 cents. That's the biggest thing. Number two, we got Ottertail has three phase power, these big overheads here. So we got that to go on, and then off the highway, especially in the springtime or just getting grain out, gravel roads or some kinds minute, muddy, trying to get them off. And then four, I guess, equity. When I retire, this is sitting out here where I could sell it to a farmer, a big elevator, whatever. When it's on your home farm, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to sell that, of course. So I'm really, I guess, the biggest four reasons why we put it out here. And
tell us a little bit about the dryer and how that was built. You had the crews had to wait because the wind velocity had to be perfect.
Yeah, they couldn't, when they got up to about 40 feet, they couldn't go anything past 16, 17 mile an hour wind. So a crew of eight came from Illinois, and they were, sometimes they can get it up in 8-9 days, and they just left actually yesterday. They were here almost a month. So they had, with this crappy weather, they've had some challenging days, of course. But once they got it done here, now the dryer's up, it's about 94 feet. So up on top's a nice view of, well, you can see Valley City from here, Hobart, everything. So
Sandburg. We get to the top, right?
Yeah.
And what other structures will be going up here in the future?
Right now, this fall, we're putting a 50,000 wet bin next to it there. And there's also a 250,000 dry bin that's going to the east. And then February, March, we're going to put another 250,000 up. So we're going to do the cement and do all the stuff for that this fall yet. So there'll be about 550,000 bushel next summer, and then we're planning on maybe even doing another 250 in 2020. And just if this bean market stays the way it is, we'll have to, of course, raise more corn and other things, and that takes more storage. So,
how many miles to the east of Sanborn is it? I'm guessing it's fairly close.
Yeah, it's, 4 miles. So,
okay.
And from our farm, it's about 8 miles, so 7-8 miles.
And you farm 8,000 acres?
We farm about 8,000 acres, yep.
Okay. And obviously most of it in soybeans.
Yeah, we're getting to, our goal is to do more of a 50-50 rotation. So you start raising, you know, 4 or 5,000 acres of corn, you need a lot of capacity for it.
Yeah.
And we've kind of been handcuffed that way without storage facility infrastructure to do that. So that's kind of the reason we've been planning this for quite a while, I guess. So.
So it should be complete next summer then, sometime, huh?
Well, this fall, late December, they're planning on having that main stuff up and then complete next summer, have everything going. But mm-hmm. Ottertail, they got to build a big substation yet. MDU's got a lot of work to do as far as they got to put their station in, valves, all that fun stuff. So it's a lot of stuff that has to go on and just doesn't happen in a month or two.
How many bushels can this dryer handle?
This bushel, or this dryer, is rated for 4,000 bushel for every 5 points. 20 moisture corn down to 15, you know, so mm-hmm. it can kick some bushels out, which is always a bottleneck when everybody does corn. Everybody's always waiting for the dryer. That's what we've always ran into too, and that's what limits you putting corn acres in. So this should be nice once it's done. And
in the world of politics with tariff wars and soybeans, what do you foresee happening? I hear some of the folks say, well, this will take care of itself, that China will still buy these beans anyway. And others say, well, we're just not sure.
Yeah, it's kind of a scary situation for especially of us bean farmers out here. Everybody's got North Dakota, Barnes County. You know, we're one of the leading counties in the United States putting beans in. You know, Cass is first, and I think Stetsman's third. And so it's a scary kind of situation when we're screwing with our livelihood. But, you know, the administration, I think they're trying to do what's kind of been neglected the last 30 years. And, you know, they're trying to do it all in a month or 2 weeks, it seems like. But this should have been, you know, through all the years, some of this should have been coming to a headwind, and it just kind of, it all came to a halt. But if it don't turn around, I mean, there's going to be a lot of guys going away from soybeans and alternative crops, wheat, you know, pinto beans, barley, corn. More corn. I think you'll see a lot of corn acres next year, a lot of wheat acres next year, just from the uncertainty. This year, a lot of guys contracted some new crop prices, which were decent. Going into next year, them prices, you know, there's nothing there to contract decent beans with. I mean, I think you can contract beans for $7. Well, break even is $9.60 for soybeans. So you can do the math there. If we go into next spring and beans are $7 yet, I don't see very many beans going in at all. So.